Hear now the words of the witches, the secrets we hid in the night, when dark was our destiny's pathway, that now we bring forth into light.
Merry meet, and welcome to the fifth Abysmal Witch episode. I may sound a bit odd, and I'm not going to be very perky for this episode, but you'll understand in a minute. I didn't record the ritual that I just did. Instead, I'm going to describe it afterwards. I didn't record it because essentially it was too personal and private a ritual for taping. Sorry, but you just, in a sense, don't have the right to be privy to that type of information. But right isn't the right word. You know what I mean. When you're having a very personal experience, you don't share it randomly with the world. But the components of it, I think, are good and useful for people. So those are what I'm going to share with you. And this follows on a blog post I did that is on my blog. Well, obviously, it's on my blog. It's a blog post. I'm going to be a little out of it for this. Bear with me. To find the blog, and there will be some pictures that I put up in regards to this as well, just on the altar stuff, on abysmalwitch.com, and abysmal has one Y and one S, one L for that matter. And today I was writing about the loss of a kindred spirit. There's a gentleman that I worked with distantly, you know, very different departments. We encountered each other kind of randomly over the last dozen years. We went for coffee, you know, every once in a blue moon and would chat up a storm. Always had that instant and special connection whenever we talked. We just had that thing, that kindred spirit thing. And he died this last weekend. We found out about 2 months ago he had cancer. And it went very quickly. And that is a good thing. But it is still very hard to lose someone. And so the ritual I did tonight was for me and a little bit for him. I think it's starting to rain. That's very sweet of the world to cry with me. So this ritual was not as planned as you might think. But here is how it went. I gathered hot water in a nice bowl, and I picked a couple of strawberries from the garden, and my garden is a couple of planters on my balcony, so it's very, very wee. I also picked rue a little bit for access to my dark goddess and to a kind of death state of mind. Eucalyptus for reasons I don't fully understand, but it did bring a peace to the ritual. And I picked rosemary, which is good for many things, including for remembering. So I plucked these few things from the garden, which I have to tell you, having a few herbs growing and being able to, in the midst of wanting to do a ritual, gather fresh herbs is fabulous. If you can, do is great. So I went up to the temple space and cast a Widdershin circle because it is easier to contact the dead when going Widdershins rather than Deosol. Cast Widdershin circle and called upon Hecate to help me work in connecting with the underworld. I called upon the ancestors that I work with. I've not typically called my grandmother in circle, given that my grandmother is Jehovah's Witness. But in this case, because it is the passing of a friend, I called upon her and I called upon the ancestors of which that I work with on a regular basis to help me in the rite that I was doing. And so I made offering of incense to them and, you know, anointed myself up with some ancestor oil, lit the candle to Hecate. Before I even started, I rang the singing bowl to cleanse the space and, you know, thaw me to cast and all that kind of lovely stuff. So the circle is set. The ancestors called, and I sat down at the altar, and the bowl of hot water was on the altar pentacle. Actually, it's sitting on a plate that was my grandmother's, and that is on the altar pentacle. And for anyone, I don't know if it's full druidry, like all druidry, or just ADEF druidry, which is what I learned. But they work with the well, which is some form of a container of liquid to connect to the underworld. And so I was using the bowl as that connection. And one by one, the herbs went into it with my stated intent of what I wanted them to do. And as I placed each of the rosemary sprigs into the water, I remembered my friend. And I called upon the ancestors to help me connect with him in whatever way he could connect with me at this point. And I said farewell. I said the things I didn't get the chance to say while he was alive. And the ancestors, I do believe, helped me. And I felt that he was there, which this was such a him thing. My ritual top slipped down, baring the upper chest. And I had that moment of stop looking at my breasts. It sounds kind of wrong, but it was very much in in the manner and style of how we interacted in some ways. So I did have that, too, a part of him did feel present for me, so which was beautiful and a great chance to connect. And once that was done and I had a chance to say what I wanted to say, I bid him farewell with all of the best wishes for the next stage of his journey. And I asked my ancestors to help him as much as they were able to, and then bid farewell and took down the circle. So the components I would recommend if you were to do something like this is to call upon, any deity that you work with first is always a good plan, but then to call upon the ancestors that you work with. If you don't work with many yet, that, would be a little bit more interesting for you. Remember, they're not deities. Their scope is different. And their view is different, and we'll probably talk about that more on another day. But yes, they can help you in interacting with the newly dead, in so much as you can interact with the newly dead. That's another difficult subject in and of itself. So working with them, using the well, so the wool, the water, is very effective in reaching through to the ancestors and reaching through to the dead. I do recommend giving it a try for any type of ritual, really, where you feel it would work, to use the hot water and to put fresh herbs into the water, because the smell of it is released in a different way than in burning. It's a much more kind of gentle approach to it. And yeah, try it. It's different. I think you'll like it. So those are the main components that I think you'd want to hit upon. Always be respectful. Always remember to say please and thank you. And make sure that you do say thank you and that you do say goodbye. You don't want to be having them lingering around in your space afterwards. That's just, you know, good circle etiquette. Always clean up after yourself. So that is it. In a nutshell, that is the ritual that I was working. And I am more at peace afterwards. I will be sad for some time, but more at peace than I was before I did it, which, you know, a little bit, if I can give something to him, is good. And really, I was working it for me. He didn't need my blessing in any sense. I'm sure he didn't mind, but I needed to do it. So it is a way. Even if we don't get the chance in life, there's always a chance afterwards to work with it and to do the things that we need to do with the people we didn't get a chance to do them with. I hope that made sense, because as I said, given what I was doing, my headspace is a little special. And on the blog, I will post a couple of pictures. One is just a little sideways view of the altar. Because it's always pretty. I love working altars. When an altar is in flow and in motion and in action, there's just this grace and beauty to it. Even when they're really messy, they can be graceful and beautiful. And then the other picture is of the bowl itself. You'll also notice there's a single strawberry in it. That was kind of the final moment when I said goodbye for the last time. I had plucked two strawberries. Yes, I'd mentioned that already. So what I did with them is we shared a final food. You know, we would go for coffee, have a snack. So that was our last hurrah of doing so, was the sharing of the strawberries. I gave him the bigger one because I'm a good person. You know, it seemed only fair. So that, my dearly beloved, is the end of this episode. I probably won't post it until tomorrow, but I wanted to get out what happened in the ritual right afterwards while it was still fresh. And should you have occasion to do this type of ritual, my heart goes out to you, and hugs. Hugs are a good thing, so hugs to you. And as I said in the blog post about this, what it really has reminded me of is, you know, I didn't make the opportunity to see him before he died, and ultimately that's okay. But I do want to say to all my kindred spirits out there, whether we say hi or not in person, however much we connect or don't connect, the sheer fact that we have our connection, our soul connection, our kindred spiritness going on, I see you, I respect you, I honor you, and booyah, we rock. So take care, bright, dark, wild, deep blessings to you all. Blessed be.